ZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House at the briefing today signaling that the president plans to impose 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada starting tomorrow. The White House says due to what the country is allowing the flow of drugs like fentanyl into the U.S.
There is reaction from the leaders of both Canada and Mexico after President Trump's threat to go ahead with 25% U.S. tariffs on imports from the two neighboring countries. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau saying the response from Canada will be immediate and forceful, adding, "We won't relent until tariffs are removed." And while Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum has said she doesn't think Trump will go through with the tariff, she said Mexico has Plan A, Plan B, and Plan C for what the U.S. government decides. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Efforts to recover debris from the Potomac River near Washington, D.C. continuing today following the mid-air collision between an American Eagle regional jet and that Army military helicopter. The NTSB says the airplane flight data recorders have been recovered. This is ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Brian Hagedorn said Thursday that he will recuse himself from a forthcoming case that will decide the future of Act 10, the controversial 2011 law that stripped collective bargaining rights from some state workers. Hagedorn helped write the original legislation when he was the chief legal counsel for Governor Scott Walker. Hagedorn's decision not to participate in the case means the court's four liberal and two conservative justices will decide the case's future. Earlier this week, Republican state lawmakers had pushed for Justice Janet Protasiewicz, who is part of the court's liberal wing, to recuse herself because in the past she has said while campaigning that she thought the law was unconstitutional. A charge of terrorist threats was dismissed Thursday against 19-year-old Caden Stakowitz. The Menasha man is accused of setting fire to U.S. Congressman Glenn Grothman's Fond du Lac office earlier this month. His attorney argued the charge should be dismissed because Stakowitz did not communicate any threat ahead of the fire. He's still charged with arson, attempted burglary, and criminal damage to property. According to the criminal complaint, Stakowitz admitted to police that he set the fire in response to the TikTok ban Grothman supported. He'll be arraigned February 17th. Menasha police arrested a 17-year-old boy armed with a handgun Thursday afternoon. The police were called to Baldwin Street just after noon when a homeowner reported a verbal confrontation with an armed man. When officers arrived, they tried to make contact with a boy matching the description. That boy ran and was seen carrying a gun. After a foot pursuit, police located him. He refused to comply with verbal commands, and he was tased. Several charges will be referred to the DA. No one was injured. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
It's the Bucks and the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks will be just down the street from the Alamo tonight when they take on the San Antonio Spurs. Doc Rivers asked, after reviewing the tape, did he have any trouble with some of the refs' calls in their loss Tuesday night to the Trailblazers in Portland?
I thought the refereeing was, you want to be honest, they were going to let you play and be physical. So the problem was the other team was the aggressor. And to me, the aggressor should get the calls. I always say that. That's how it works.
Rivers also says if the Bucks make a trade before the NBA deadline next week, it's fine, but he's okay with the roster as it stands. College hoops. The Badgers are at Northwestern tomorrow afternoon at 1. Marquette at home against UConn 7 o'clock tomorrow night. NFL. A report the Packers plan to hire Patriots defensive coordinator DeMarcus Covington as their next defensive line coach. Linebackers coach Anthony Campanelli leaving the Packers. He's been hired as the new defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today and still mild. With high temperatures rising to the upper 30s, we're battling a crisp breeze. Tonight, lows fall below freezing to the teens, and tomorrow, snow shoves in. Few flurries are possible in the afternoon, with most of it falling at night, bringing around an inch of accumulation. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Emily Zippos is back as my guest co-host. We're going to talk about Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Brian Hagedorn recusing himself from an Act 10 lawsuit. What does that mean? Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock on this TGIF edition, January 31st, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. Lots to get to, Zommers. I am behind my time, as the white rabbit in our Alice in Wonderland once said. Lots to get to this hour. A couple of good stories, Wisconsin Rapids. The city receiving a big award up there. I'm going to tell you about it. A slinger coach has been chosen as a National Coach of the Year. Brian Hagedorn, conservative justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, says he's going to recuse himself on the upcoming Act 10 lawsuit. And we got what's worse in there, too. So lots to get to, Zummers.
And Board Game of the Week.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it's been a minute, as the kids say. A great board game of the week, one that I actually understand this week, and I can't wait for it.
And we might have a chance to play it in a tournament soon.
I'm looking forward. I'm absolutely looking forward to it. All right, so last thing or two, I want to wrap this up. We talked a little bit about it last hour. I want to put a button on it, a point on it, as they say. This story about former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy, now U.S. Transportation Secretary. And we're not making this up. Story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel by Molly Beck. Duffy has put out an edict saying that they want to put more United States Department of Transportation money to states and areas that have higher birth rates and marriage rates because they want to make it easier for families to get around. One of our listeners, TJ, in Sauk County says, Duffy has a great woke idea. Right? So right about this. The lowest birth rates are among college-educated whites. The highest birth rates are generally among minorities, unquote. Yeah. I mean, if you set up the old woke meter and apply it to this, it would seem like this is a woke idea. Can't have that now, can we, in the Trump administration? I just think it's ridiculous to say that we're going to look at birth, I mean, transportation, as especially if you look at Wisconsin. And I know people from having worked in Wisconsin government don't know a lot about transportation. And one of the key factors in economic development, getting companies to move into rural parts of Wisconsin, is transportation. Why do you think former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson made Highway 29 a four-lane, beautiful four-lane highway between Green Bay and Eau Claire in the Twin Cities with Wausau on there, Stevens Point not far below? How about Highway 151, Madison down to Dubuque, goes through some very rural areas. Certainly not the highest birth rate areas. The key to economic, one of the main keys to economic development, rural economic development in predominantly red counties in Wisconsin, is increasing our transportation. Better four-lane highways. More rail. In some cases along the Mississippi River, ports. And what Sean Duffy is doing here, and the vis-a-vis the Trump administration, is saying, we're going to look at birth rates, which, guess what? At least in Wisconsin, are not in the Republican red parts of the state, and we're going to put more money there. Which, by the way, Milwaukee and Madison, I'm all for having, you know, where the higher birth rates are. But I bet if you look at the statistics, I don't have them in front of me, Dane County is growing because people are moving into it. Not because birth rates are going through the roof. So shouldn't we be spending our tax dollars on transportation where they're most needed? Whether it's bettering roads and transportation and highways and public transportation in Milwaukee, or whether it's making sure we have, as Tony Evers says, Governor Tony Evers, fixed the damn roads in rural Wisconsin, and making sure that, because here's the thing, having worked in Wisconsin politics, there are lots of companies, many companies, that say, yeah, I would go to the rural part of Wisconsin. There's really a good work ethic in folks there. They come from agriculture and farm families. They're on time. They get up. They work hard. But I don't see, there's no infrastructure for either broadband internet or transportation to get my goods to and from the site. That's the way we should be looking at transportation dollars. Not some religious edict about, hey, I have 9 kids. I don't use a condom when I have sex. I think everybody should do that. And that's how we're going to spend our transportation dollars. That to me seems like a little off the nut, as they say. I haven't heard that term in a long time. I watch Wonderful Life, as I do over the holidays. Jimmy Stewart's character says, what's the matter? Are you off your nut? I feel like I'm off my nut. That's Sean Duffy's off his nut. 855-752-4842. OL in Wisconsin calling in. OL, welcome to the show. What say you?
Well, apparently Trump is off his nut, too, because yesterday during the news conference, he said that unless you hire people with exceptional brains, you end up with trouble. Well, since his administration has taken hold, we have had nothing but trouble. Is he confessing to lack of brains? That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, great call, OL. I appreciate you listening. Appreciate you calling in. We covered that a little bit earlier in the first hour. But yeah, much of this stuff that President Trump is saying in terms of intelligence and trying to connect it with race and ability is simply not true. And he's saying it to gin people up and divide us against neighbor against neighbor. And we can't let him do it. 855-752-4842. Mark in Perdistack. Mark, thanks for calling. What say you?
Yeah, well, it's just ridiculous. I can't help but think of Highway 53, you know, going from Eau Claire all the way up to Superior.
Yep.
We got four-lane highway going all the way up. And when I was a kid growing up, I mean, it was, and even when I moved to Madison back in, 1981, that it was Highway 53 wove its way through all those communities up there through, you know, northern Wisconsin. I mean, it takes a lot less time to make the trip to go up to Superior from Madison area now than it does then. And for this whole Superior Intellect thing, I mean, I just hear echoes of Alexander Stevens' Cornerstone speech where he more or less said, you know, the black person's, you know, the only thing they're qualified for is to be a slave because that's how nature made them. And it just is, I hear echoes of that kind of racist trap. Yep. Crap and whatever, you know, Donald Trump says. I mean, it's sad to say, but that is what he is saying. I mean, that unless you're, and here's from a man who probably got people to take his test for him when he's in Wharton, is what I understand. I heard that the other day. Is that, you know, he didn't take his test when he was in school. You know, someone else did it for him. And for Sean Duffy, idiot. Just an idiot.
Thanks, Mark. I always appreciate it. Who was it, Zalber, said the text? It might be the text of the day so far. Lee, calling in from the Grove, says Utah is going to have the most amazing roads. Yes, yes. Big Mormon families. And God love them. But apparently under Sean Duffy, they're going to have great roads out there in Utah.
I wonder if polygamy increases the marriage count or not.
I'm not sure. I don't know. Cindy in Appleton. Cindy, help us out. Thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, I say it should be more like off with his nuts. 9 children is enough.
You're trying to use the old Bob Uecker line. Have your congressman spay or neutered. Appreciate the call, Cindy. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. All right, we got a lot to do here, Zalbers, and a short time to get there. Let's open it up first of all. Here we go. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Yes. All right, time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across statewide radio. If you ever worked in a restaurant, in a legit restaurant, and the head chef is giving out orders, you want to say when the chef says, you know, where's my, I need more salad on the line. Heard. You tell it, heard. So they know the chef knows that you heard it. Heard. So what's worse? Your chance to be heard here on this. And this is timely indeed because the Grammys are this weekend, Zalbers. And I've started to be a fan of the Grammy broadcast on CBS. Trevor Noah, the great Trevor Noah, again, is hosting this year.
Helps when you have a great host.
Right? The best.
Like your show.
I'm no Trevor Noah, but thank you very much. So here it is. What's worse? This seems a little mean, by the way, but we're going to do it. What's worse, the Grammys or the Oscars? What's worse, the Grammys or the Oscars? I guess in terms of just watching the telecast, watching the broadcast, what's worse, the Grammys or the Oscars? Everything is blue, Zalbers, on the stream.
Is not your, for me. Something
really?
Must be weird with your...
Something wrong
we'll look
with,
at
my,
that later.
With my computer. Not the first time there's been something wrong with my computer, if you know what I mean. What's worse, the Grammys or the Oscars? Like I say, for years I would say that the Grammys are the Oscars are the better telecasts. A lot of the Oscars for me comes down to the host. I mean, Billy Crystal. I mean, my gosh, you couldn't have a better host than Billy Crystal. But the Grammys, you know, they had LL Cool J do it before. They've had Trevor Noah do it. Great hosts, both. And the performances, some of the performances now on the Grammys, they have these compilations. They had Joni Mitchell on a couple of years, last year, year before. Mm-hmm. Just they bring back these legends and they pair them with more current artists. And it's amazing to watch.
That is very cool that they do that.
Yeah. But some people are like, I don't want to watch any more award shows.
When I think what's worse for these two, I think, all right, what are the negative aspects? Mm. The negative aspects, well, because you're thinking about what's worse,
right.
You know. So I think the detractions from both of these is that they can kind of be a quote-unquote boys club where only the, not necessarily just male, but like established good directors and everything. And there's only so many people on the boards for each of these. Mm. They can't hear or watch everything.
Right.
So only certain kinds of movies are going to be
855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, the Grammys or the Oscars? Back with your thoughts after this. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, Figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS.
I am Africa. I am Africa. With the strength of the cheetah, my native voice will ring. We are Africa. We are the heartbeat of Africa.
With the rhino, the meerkat,
the noble lion king. We are Africa.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Zommers, you've dialed up some Grammy-nominated music.
Grammy Award winning, not just nominated.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, the Book of Mormon won for the best musical theater album.
I did not know that. You have enlightened me.
It's a Grammy Award winning musical.
So it won the Tony Award for best musical on Broadway, and then apparently, as you say, it went on to win the best musical album for the Grammys.
Yep, it's a good. It's not an EGOT,
right,
but it's
right.
A good.
It's close. Yeah, great show. Another one of the songs from Book of Mormon. We are asking you right in the middle of what's worse, the Grammys or the Oscars? When it comes to award shows, what's worse, the Grammys or the Oscars? The Grammys are on television this Sunday night. L.A. Tom out in Los Angeles says the Grammys are boring. The Oscars are a bigger deal in Los Angeles. Well, that's true. 100%, Tom. And it's going to be interesting to see how they navigate. They say they're definitely going ahead with the Oscars this year in L.A. despite all the fires, but it may be a toned-down version of the Oscars this year. So we'll see. What else we have here? Dave in New Berlin says, honestly, I never watched either one. I yield my time to Civic Media. Well, God love you, Dave. We appreciate that. I'm a fan of both. I watch both. I probably, you know, because for gay men like me, the Oscars are kind of a Super Bowl. But see, I'm one of those weird people that like both the actual Super Bowl and the Oscars. I go both ways when it comes to television.
When it comes to television.
All right, Dave, thank you very much. We appreciate that. What else do we have here on the old text line? Andrew in Maine says, based on the trophies, at least the Grammys look like it could be functional, though probably isn't, which is just too bad. Now, that's a great point, because the Grammy Awards are a gold, like an old phonograph player. I'm talking with the horn that comes out and the old needle that sits on the 78 record. And you can't use them, but it looks like you could. And, of course, the Oscar is just a statue of Mr. Oscar.
Oscar Mayer?
Yeah, Oscar Mayer. Yeah.
No, I don't know.
What else we have here? Also, Andrew Main says, I can't say I have watched either award show in the last 50 years. Wow. Maybe a clip here and there, like Jimmy Kimmel sitting in the front row wondering how the Moonlight La La Land fiasco would play out, then remembering he was the host who had to jump in. That was several years back where they read the wrong picture for best picture.
Yep.
And everybody came up, and then Jimmy Kimmel had to come. Just kidding, we gave you the wrong envelope. That was very awkward, but also very funny.
The moments like that are mostly what I watch for either of these. Right. And also, you know, great performances from either. Like they had, I think it was in the Oscars when Ryan Gosling did the whole Barbie Ken thing.
That was a great performance.
It was.
Yeah.
And it was funny just seeing all the people in the crowd, their reaction as he goes up behind them and is singing and joking around with them.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Andrew is saying there. He's so right, because it was for a while I was kind of into car racing. And some of these things you watch for the same. And again, you got to say it, preface it. I don't want to see anybody get drastically hurt. But a lot of times people say, well, the only reason I watch car racing is because something could go terribly wrong and you can have an accident. And then again, that's really it. It turns out that's the same reason many people listen to our show, because something could go terribly wrong and they get a kick out of it.
You never know.
which has happened, as it turns out. What else we have here? Dana listening up in beautiful La Crosse. Very nice. Our station up there in La Crosse says, I would say the Grammys are worse, but I will admit that I'm old and out of touch with today's music. I haven't bought any new music since the 1990s. Well, Dana, there are some performances of the Grammys. I'm like, I have no idea who that is. And I take a bathroom break or get a beverage. but I love it when these older artists come back and are paired with a newer artist. That's a lot of fun. What's worse, the Grammys or the Oscars? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Andrew in Maine says on AUK, one day the Grammy Awards will have an embedded file that will play the winning song album sound effect. Now, that would be cool. Be very cool. You can catch all these and more entertainment stories on our friend, great friend, Pete Schwab. I was listening to Pete Schwab's show last night, Nightlight with Conrad, Pete and Conrad. A great show. They were interviewing an actor who had been in Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. It was a great interview. So do yourself a favor. If you like great conversation, great entertainment, and just great people, tune into Nightlight every evening from 6 until 8 here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scott in Madison called in with a reminder that the Grammy is in the shape of a gramophone.
Oh, thank you,
Scott. That's what the old record player phonograph is, the gramophone.
Yes, thank you for that correction. You're 100% right. I forgot that it wasn't called a phonograph. It was a gramophone. Thank you. See, that's why I love doing this show. One of the many reasons I love the privilege of doing this show every day, because we have great, smart audience members like Scott. That's fantastic. All right, a couple more minutes here. What's worse, the Grammys or the Oscars? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Catherine, our wonderful general manager here at MDX, says, did you already talk about the slap heard around the world, Will Smith? No, we did not, Catherine. That happened at the Oscars, of course. And that my sister and I often text back and forth during that show. And we're like, wait, was that a bit? And we're like, no, that was not a bit.
That was real.
where Will Smith got up and he shouted out at Chris Rock, because Chris Rock made a
G.I. Jane joke
about Will Smith's then wife.
Yeah.
And, you know, get whatever out, get my wife's name out of your mouth. And then he went up and just witch slapped Chris Rock. And it was amazing. And I thought ridiculous on Will Smith's part. But, you know.
Yeah, it's
like, he's been forgiven. By some, anyway. That was crazy.
It seemed to me like he thought the joke was funny, looked over, saw his wife was not laughing, and then was like, I got to do something about this, and then chose poorly.
100%. And Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith were having marital problems anyway at the time. And I think Will was, I don't know, he lost his mind and was trying to save his marriage. I don't know. Zomers, what's worse, Grammys or the Oscars?
I think I'm going to have to say the Oscars, because I feel like they do suffer from what I mentioned earlier of, you know, only the in-groups winning more often. And I feel like I'm more likely to go back and listen to and watch performances from the Grammys and more likely to just look up the list of Oscar winners.
That's a really great point I hadn't thought of, because I was prepared to say the Grammys are worse, because I'm more into the Oscars. But maybe you're right. How's that for a milquetoast answer, everybody? Back after this. Stay tuned. News is next.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley issued a statement Thursday regarding executive orders from the White House that impact K-12 education. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has more.
Dr. Underley said schools will follow state and federal law and serve all kids and families. They will continue to reject any federal directives that threaten the well-being and rights of the communities they serve. Dr. Underley stated, quote, "Our communities need unity, not division and hate. Our teachers deserve respect and support for the decisions they make daily in the best interests of kids and families. Wisconsin schools need a partner in the federal government that supports and funds local educational opportunities," end quote. The White House executive order states that the Trump administration will enforce the law to ensure that recipients of federal funds providing K-12 education comply with all applicable laws prohibiting discrimination in various contexts and protecting parental rights. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The Optimist Club in Green Bay has been serving the youth for 75 years with traditional sporting leagues such as baseball, softball, or other sports, or contests that encourage kids to write. Ron Metzler is president of the Green Bay Optimist Club and shares that the Optimist Club finds new programs every year to be a, quote, friend of youth.
So you do the things that the people have done forever, essay contests, but you're talking about 6,500 service projects a year. All these clubs do $78 million towards youth. So what does my club do? The oldest club in Green Bay, 1947. We do some of the old and some of the new.
For information on the Green Bay Optimists, visit gboptimist.com. Metzler was a guest on Civic Media's Mino and the Mayor show. Find it at wiss.fm or the Civic Media app. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Headed to the movies this weekend, the mystery thriller Companion opens in wide release, and the critics are digging it. It's pulling a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes, where it mentions the film is brought to you by the makers of The Notebook and the horrifying Barbarian, making Companion a different kind of love story. The film stars Sophie Thatcher and Jack Quaid. If you're looking to keep the kids occupied, check out the film Dogman. Dogman follows a police canine officer and his human partner who are injured on the job. To save their lives, the surgeons make them one, like in the same man-dog body. Like he could tell himself to roll over, or housebreak himself, or catch his own frisbee. It might sound a little science fiction-y, but it's a bona fide kids movie rated PG and pulling a 70% on Rotten Tomatoes. If that's not convincing enough, the caption on the poster reads, "Part dog, part man, all hero." They sound like a very good boy. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today and still mild. With high temperatures rising to the upper 30s, we're battling a crisp breeze. Tonight, lows fall below freezing to the teens, and tomorrow, snow shoves in. Few flurries are possible in the afternoon, with most of it falling at night, bringing around an inch of accumulation. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news? You've been arrested. Good news? You're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. Sure, you still presume innocent, but since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
We're very pleased to have Nathan Olson here, Olson Legal Group, also the sponsor of our Veteran Salute.
Welcome. And thanks. I want to start out with that whole thank you for your service, because we really mean that. And you hear that.
I appreciate that.
And it's really sincere. And some people say, well, it gets a little bit overused. What else are you going to say?
You know, I really don't know what to say when people say that, too.
Right.
Because there is a selfless service aspect to it, but...
But you appreciate it.
Yeah, you very much.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's own Luke Mathers, who will take a quiz about his beloved state of Wisconsin. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins with new music. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
if they lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on a TGIF edition. It's Friday, January 31st, 2025. Glad to have you along the final half hour. Woo, doggies. We got a lot to get into here, Zommers. We're going to end the day with a classic board game of the week. Zommers is ready to go, and he's trying to wrangle me into something. We might get your opinion on it at the end of the show. So stick around for that. I'm excited about this.
Me too.
All right, lots to get to here in this last half hour. By the way, Dave in New Berlin says, I love the show within the show. Thank you, gentlemen. We appreciate that. What does Dave mean? Well, you can join us on the show within a show as well. Simply watch us on our streamers, Facebook, YouTube. Facebook, it's the Todd Allball Show. YouTube, it's still on Civic Media. You can get us there. At some point, we'll get our show back, but for now, it's Civic Media. On Twitter, it's at Allball Show, and I think at Civic Media as well.
And at 92.7 WMDX.
Oh, and at 92.7 WMDX. I did not know that. So you, if you watch us on that, we keep the cameras on. And then you can hear Zommers and I and sometimes our guests, you know, banter back and forth and have fun. Just because we go to a commercial doesn't mean we stop talking. Although sometimes we do. Nature calls, as they say. But oftentimes we'll just... And Tony, our great, one of our great people here behind the scenes, Tony Zimmerman, he likes to tell us we can say anything on the stream.
Although, as Peter Rapine, managing editor of E-Bombs World, said last time we had him on, almost anything.
Almost anything. Yes.
Anything that you would actually say,
right,
you could say.
And to be honest, we really, it's not that much different than this. I think if people watch the quote-unquote secret show, it's pretty much like this. We just keep talking. All right, here we go. We got lots to get to. Wisconsin, Wispolitics, rather. Our friends over at, we're also on Blue Sky, L.A. Tom points out, on Civic Media.
We're not streaming on there yet.
Oh, but we might.
I don't know if they allow streaming yet. We're working on it.
All right. Here we go. Wispolitics.com. Conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn has ruled he cannot hear a case before the Wisconsin Supreme Court on collective bargaining powers for public employees after he helped draft the law and later defended it while working for then-Governor Scott Walker. Hagedorn, who served as Walker's legal counsel, noted his work defending Act 10 after it was passed in 2011, included nearly identical claims that are now before the court in a challenge filed by public employee unions. I give a lot of credit to Judge Hagedorn.
Oh, me too.
I mean, we've seen this before. He's been a swing vote. He has not always sided with the conservatives. He's shown some spine, some backbone. And I appreciate that about the guy. Article goes on, Hagedorn wrote in yesterday's order that he believes recusal on the Supreme Court should be rare and only when the law requires it. Still, he believes, quote, recusal is not optional when the law commands it, unquote. Hagedorn's decision comes days after Republican lawmakers seeking to defend Act 10 filed a motion asking liberal Justice Janet Protasiewicz to step off the case. They argued Protasiewicz can't be impartial after indicating during the 2023 campaign that she believed the law is unconstitutional. The GOP filing also called into question Protasiewicz's ability to be impartial after she protested the law in 2011 and signed a recall petition against Walker. Protasiewicz did not participate in a procedural motion in the Act 10 suit before the court, as she weighs in on the recusal request. Protasiewicz didn't indicate a reason for her decision in yesterday's order that gave Republican lawmakers an additional 3 business days to respond to a request from unions for the justices to take over the appeal in the case. Republicans had asked for a 2-week extension. A Dane County judge last year ruled large swaths of Act 10 unconstitutional. The Supreme Court is currently considering the motion to bypass an appellate court and take over the case. The court currently has a 4-3 liberal majority. Without Hagedorn, That puts the court's balance at 4-2 liberal as it considers whether to take the case pending Protasiewicz's ruling on the recusal motion. This is very interesting to me. So Brian Hagedorn says, look, I helped write the thing. He clearly has a bias. He's not going to, or very little chance, right, that he could have impartial opinion on this. If you author something, if you write it, well, generally you stand behind it, right? You're not going to say, you know what, I think 10 years ago when I wrote that, I was really, to use the phrase of the day, I was off my nut. He's not going to say that. So I admire and I give Hagedorn credit for, I think, doing the right thing. Tony, watching on YouTube, says he should have done this, but I was surprised it happened. I wasn't particularly surprised, Tony, because we've seen him side with liberals on the court before.
In 2020, for example, he was the only reason that Wisconsin didn't overturn the election.
Correct.
Or one of the only reasons.
One of the, yeah. So he's done, in my opinion, the right thing before, showing some backbone, some impartiality, which is what you want in justice, I mean, quite frankly. Protasiewicz is interesting on this one as well. It's a little different because she didn't take any legal action. I mean, it's not like Hagedorn where he wrote this. So I think that she has greater latitude to be impartial. But I'm not necessarily disagreeing with those that say she should also recuse herself because she is on the record as saying she thinks it's unconstitutional. That brings up a whole other kettle of fish that we're not going to get into today. But it used to be that whether you're a nominee for U.S. Supreme Court by a president to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate, or whether you were running for a Wisconsin Supreme Court to be elected, it was at one time in our state unseemly, to use a term, to take a position. And so most candidates on both sides would say, well, that might be something that comes before the court, so I wouldn't be able to take a position. And it made Supreme Court races really, really boring. And I think what you had here in this last race, Protasiewicz was a different kind of candidate who just said, look, I'm not gonna basically sugarcoat this. And, you know, most people know I have an opinion, so I'm not going to essentially lie by not telling the truth. So, yes, I think it's unconstitutional. And I admire her for that, by the way. But does that mean that she then should recuse herself on this case? It might. And really, it's not going to make a big difference because, you know, it would put the court, or so now the court's at 4-2, it would bring it down to 4-2, or pardon me, 3-2. Be three liberals, two conservatives. Probably won't make a big difference. But anyway, I think the point of this one is a big shout out to Hagedorn. For in my opinion, as we said, doing the right thing. 42 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Move on to a couple of good news stories here for you on a Friday. Fantastic. Our great reporter and friend, Melissa Kay at WFHR up in Wisconsin Rapids, one of our great civic media stations. Wisconsin Rapids wins an award for excellence. Says Rapids wins an award for excellence in snow and ice control. The Department of Public Works won the award established by the American Public Works Association. The Wisconsin APWA Award Committee selects the winner who promotes the best practices in snow and ice removal while minimizing environmental impacts. Now, this is fantastic because I think a lot of people who work in public works, they never get the credit that they so richly deserve. While we're sleeping, they're out there getting our roadways or highways or byways or sidewalks snow and ice free so that we can get to work, to school, what have you. And we just wake up like the tooth fairy did it. Well, of course not. It's real people. They have to work very hard. And as Melissa Kay points out in her reporting, this award is because they do that while also minimizing the environmental impact on the roadways. Back to Melissa's story. The city of Wisconsin Rapids has vowed to do their part to conserve Wisconsin waterways. Those efforts include reducing the amount of salt the city uses. Wisconsin, Public Works Supervisor in Rapids, Cody Knutson, submitted documentation showing how the city department is actively looking for new and improved ways to conserve the salt. The department also works to make the snow and ice control process more efficient. Finally, over the past several years, Wisconsin Rapids has been updating equipment and utilizing technology to reduce salt usage. They have Pruitt Systems, P-R-E-W-E-T, Pruitt System, in their patrol trucks, which jumpstart the salt activation time. So look at that. They're using GPS computers, so they only put salt down where it's really needed. It helps the environment. They're keeping the roadways clean. Hey, shout out to Wisconsin Rapids Public Works, and thank you to Melissa Kay up there at WFHR for doing that story. You can find those and so many stories on civicmedia.us, our great news reporters all across the state of Wisconsin here at Civic Media. Other great headline, this one coming from WISN Television in Milwaukee. Great story here. Slinger High School football coach named the Don Shula Coach of the Year after a perfect season. Says here, Dateline Slinger, a perfect ending to a perfect season. The NFL announced that Slinger High School football coach Bill Jacklin has been named the Don Shula National High School Coach of the Year for the National Football Conference. The Green Bay Packers nominated him for the national award after he was already selected at this season's Wisconsin Football Coaches Association Green Bay Packers High School Coach of the Year. All 32 NFL teams nominate a high school coach who demonstrates the integrity, achievement, and leadership exemplified by Don Shula, the winningest coach in NFL history. A panel that includes former NFL quarterback Peyton Manning, former NFL coach Tony Dungy, and former executive Scott Pioli reviewed all the nominations and selected two winners. One to represent the AFC, one the NFC. The Indianapolis Colts nominated John Hart, who is the AFC winner. How about that? Jacklin led the Slinger Owls as they completed their undefeated 2024 season with Division II state championship, the second in school history. Jacklin, Coach Jacklin, will now attend the Pro Bowl games, the Super Bowl, as special guest of the NFL. Gets a $15,000 award to Slinger's football program and a $10,000 cash award courtesy of the NFL Foundation and Nike. Congratulations to Coach Bill Jacklin of Slinger. That's kind of over slightly in your, you know, eastern side of the state, your neck of the woods, Homer.
Yeah, and great job. We've got a lot to celebrate here in Wisconsin.
We really do. And that's why I want to do more of this in 2025. Because, you know, we go across the state, and Trigby and I and Jane and I, Earl Ingram and I, we love going out there and being in our communities. But, of course, we can't always be on the road. But there are great things happening in each of our communities across Wisconsin. And I don't care whether it's the Wisconsin Rapids Public Works Department or Coach Bill Jacklin in Slinger. Nobody, you notice these stories, nobody asks them who they voted for. Nobody says you're wearing a red or a blue cap. They're just getting it done every day. And the more you talk to people, the more, better yet, the more we listen to people and listen to our friends and neighbors, you realize that the really great work in our communities isn't the partisan stuff. It's stuff like this. The public works, our high school coaches, our teachers. Those are the real heroes of our state and our country. So happy to uplift them as well. Congratulations to Bill Jacklin, coach of the Slinger High School football program. And look, they get some money, probably maybe some new uniforms, Homers. You never know. How about that? All right, how do we do? We got most of the stuff out of the way.
Yeah,
We did not get to Tommy Tuberville. We don't have time.
That's no, we do not.
Well, the bottom line is this: the goofball from Alabama, the senator, says that we should stop giving medication to kids with ADHD and just use the belt on them more.
That is not an exaggeration. That is literally what he said.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get to that on Monday. We're not going to end that way. We're going to end with a board game of the week. Aaron Zommers in next. You're not going to want to miss it. A classic. And will we be in a tournament? Come on back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you. And it's time to get out of the house and get on the ice because the Otter Street Fishery is back. Saturday, February 1st, from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m., you can join the fun for fishing, music, raffles, pond hockey, kids games, and so much more. And if you'd like to compete, you can join the Battle Challenge to win $3,000 in cash plus other prizes when you bring your latest catches to get weighed in. Head to WISS.FM, click events, and learn more.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Welcome to the All Ball Show, musical edition here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Can you name the musical or does it say on there?
No, it does not say. And I it's from Music Man, isn't it?
No, I think it's actually from Bye Bye Birdie.
It might be. I'm not sure.
Know. Now, I during the break, that's one of the things I sing goofy songs during the break. And for some reason, my late great friend Ray Schrader at WRCO back in the day, he would play that song a lot. He had called Music for Sounds for a Saturday, reminiscing with Ray. And he would play that song a lot. And it's one of my favorite songs. Jeff Perry says it is from The Music Man. So how about that? Yeah, it's a great song. Anyway, and we have our secret show on the air talking about music. Welcome back to the show. All right, 8 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour, ABC and CBS News, whichever station you listen to, which carries one of those great broadcasts, news, weather, and sports coming up at the top of the hour, and then the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 until 4, Dominic Salvia and the Dom Salvia Show from 4 until 6, Pete Schwabba and Conrad with Nightlight. Great. Again, I listened to this show last night as I was running some errands. Such great interviews. They had this guy on, actor, was in with Bill Murray on Groundhog Day. Just such a great show. And then Rick Smith Across America and our friend Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. That's all coming up starting at 2 o'clock right after the news. It is now 53 minutes past the hour. Time once again for Board Game of the Week. Let's go.
Welcome back for another edition of Board Game of the Week. This week's Board Game of the Week is brought to you by the World Euchre Federation. No, it's not, but they're cool. Yes.
Don't do that. Talk about things that will get us kicked off the air.
Anyway, so the Board Game of the Week is Euchre. I looked back through the games that I've done before, and I couldn't believe that I haven't done this Wisconsin Classic before.
I couldn't either.
For those of you who don't know, Euchre, spelled E-U-C-H-R-E.
Not Bob Euchre. It's a different spelling.
A different spelling. Similarly weird. Mm, also right. Got the E's and U's, but right. Different order.
It's German, yeah?
Oh, yeah. potentially. There's some dispute.
But, maybe Smith's. All right, go ahead.
So Euchre is a game you play with part of a normal deck of cards, 24 cards. In each suit, you have 9, 10, Jack, Queen, King, Ace. So mm-hmm. 6 cards in each suit. And the cards, the order of the rank of each color is 9, 10, Queen, King, Ace, Jack of the same color but not the same suit, and then the Jack of the same suit. So, for example,
Bowers.
The Bowers is what they're called. So if you have clubs, the Jack of Spades is the second highest card.
Right. The left Bower.
The left Bower and the right Bower. And you take tricks, which is what it's called. One person plays a card. Everybody else has to follow in the same suit if they can. And whoever has the highest card, preferably in the chosen Trump suit is what it's called, wins the trick.
I'm not gonna... No relation or reference to the current president.
Yes. No, it's that it trumps the other cards.
Right.
Euchre is a lot of fun, pretty easy to learn, but...
It's a classic Wisconsin card game.
Yes.
I mean, my grandparents and parents played... I mean, some of my earliest memories, 5 years old, 6 years old, was standing next to my family playing Euchre at the farm on a Friday night or a Saturday night, something like that.
Yeah, you can, and you can play it with any deck of cards, though I recommend setting one aside to be your Euchre deck because some cards will get worn out way faster than others since you only use 24 cards.
Correct, yeah.
Although, fun fact, did you know that the reason we have jokers in decks of cards is because of Euchre?
I did not know this.
Because originally, a lot of decks of cards would come with an extra blank card just to, you know, prevent the other ones from being damaged in the pack. And people playing Euchre back in the 1800s thought, you know what? Let's use that. Let's just say this is the highest card of all of them.
Really?
And beats the other Bowers. And so then some card companies started taking up on that and printing specifically... You know, making use of that wasted space of the blank cards and making
so the, a joker is a real is a result of Euchre.
It is. It used to be called the Imperial Bower.
The Imperial Bower. Should we bring this back?
Maybe. I don't know.
Bring back the Imperial Bower?
Or at least that's what company certain card companies call it that.
All right. So I mean, because I think the two people we don't really have time to take calls, but I'd be interested to know on another show. What's more popular? What's a more Wisconsin game, card game, Euchre or cribbage?
I would be interested. I'll have to do some research
say,
on the history of
Mr.
cribbage.
Game board man?
I've played more cribbage.
Have you really?
That's just my experience.
That was not played in our family. I don't know why. So I didn't grow up with cribbage. I mean, I know about everything, obviously, but Euchre was by far and away the game of our family and where I grew up. Cost, I always ask you the cost. I mean, a deck of cards, right?
Yeah, it's either free or like $5 or less. So
you could take it anywhere with you.
You sure can.
It's a great... Any other... Got a couple of minutes. Any other factoids about Euchre in your research, Zomers?
Well, in May, this coming May, the World Euchre Federation is holding a championship, the third annual World Euchre Championship in New Glarus, Wisconsin.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I might have to wrangle Todd into a team and we could go do that.
So Zomers has brought this up. Should Zomers and Todd... enter the World Euchre Tournament in New Glarus, Wisconsin, in my beloved Greene County. I mean, and there's so many things, you know, there's beverages close by. I'll simply say that.
I think we should.
All right. Let us know, folks. Text, call in. Should Todd and Zomers enter the World Championship Euchre Tournament in New Glarus?
So Euchre, the board game of the week.
That's fantastic. I didn't know you had not done that before. So there you go. All right, Euchre Board Game of the Week. Zomers, great job. Great Friday. Thanks, everybody, for listening and tuning in. Make it a safe and fun weekend. Go outside, touch some grass, as the kids say, and take time and love one another. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you on Monday. Maggie Dawn is next.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
What do you know about Black History Month? Stories past and present on the next New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. Also a Green Bay woman's unique way of sharing history with the kids.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
The Veteran Salute on Mino and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, olsonlegalgroup.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House says President Trump will start imposing tariffs tomorrow on China, Canada, and Mexico.
President Trump's promised 25% tariff on imports from Mexico and Canada could drive up prices on everything from gasoline to guacamole. Canada supplies most of the crude oil used in U.S. refineries, and experts say gas prices could jump by 50 cents or more per gallon. Meanwhile, Mexico is the top supplier of fresh produce like avocados and tomatoes and limes, so expect grocery bills to climb. And if you're shopping for a car, prices may rise too, since nearly half of all imports come from those two countries. Dave Packer, ABC News.
In Washington, D.C., investigators are working to process evidence collected so far from the Potomac River after that mid-air collision between an American Airlines flight and an Army helicopter. That includes planes, flight data, and cockpit voice recorders. Another hostage and prisoner exchange expected tomorrow in the Gaza ceasefire deal, including the release of an American Israeli. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with W.